welcome to this God-inspired message from Shofar Christian Church. We trust that you will enjoy today's message and that it will encourage you to grow deeper in your relationship with Christ our Savior.
So what is worship? What is God's desire for us in worship, and how do we worship? How do we do it correctly? Because as we all know, it's not just these guys that are worshippers, but every single one of us in our way to what God requires of us and how He wants us. And just during the break, I was in the sound desk, and Chris shared something as well, saying that, you know, as we know, God has made us all unique, and He knew about us before we were born even. So in our uniqueness, we have such an unique thing to bring to God. And if we withhold and hold back on it, I can just imagine just God just so longing after that, because He's not, oh, I'm happy with 9 out of 10. No, He wants all of our worship, all of that we are, to give Him praise and to give Him glory. Amen? So I'm trusting the Holy Spirit tonight that He will just bring enlightenment and revelation tonight, so that when we leave here tonight, we will do things a bit better just in concerning giving God praise, glory, and thanks, what He so deserves. So I want us to read together. We're going to read the entire Isaiah tonight. So I hope you're ready. If you're struggling to see, you're more than welcome to come sit in the front. A couple of seats open. And we're going to start from Isaiah chapter 1, verse 11. What to me is the multitude of your sacrifices, says the Lord? I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of well-fed beasts. I do not delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or of goats. When you come to appear before me, who has required of you this trampling of my courts? Bring no more vain offerings. Incense is an abomination to me. New moon and Sabbath and the calling of convocations, I cannot endure iniquity and solemn assembly. Your new moons and your appointed feasts my soul hates. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash yourselves. Make yourselves clean. Remove the evil of your deeds from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Correct oppression. Bring justice to the fatherless. And plead the widow's cause. Come now. Let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be eaten by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. What do we bring before God when we stand before Him, when we stood before Him just a while ago, in this place of praise, in bringing ourselves before Him? Was that worship? What is worship? You know, our physical expression through worship should be a response to what is happening internally. Our external posture should be an outflowing of our internal posture. There's absolutely no use in us bowing before God externally, raising our hands before God externally, but our hearts are just so turned away from Him and not in obedience or in accord to what He's doing. Worship is an outflow of what is going on the inside. What is primary to God? Is it me bringing the word right now? Did everything lead up to this moment? I believe this, what is happening now, is so secondary to worship, to praise. That is the main event. That is what it's all about, is worshiping and giving praise to God. It's a place for receiving word. We all know those things are biblical, as it just gives us guidance and leading us and causes us to repent and all those things. But above all these things, if it does not lead us to worship our Father in spirit and truth, then we are missing it in a sense.
When we worship God, when we give Him praise, we need to be present, we need to be there. And whatever we are doing should be an outflow of what's happening on the inside. Because there's no other way for me to just to compare it with hypocrisy for me. How can we, if we are not submissive and just so far away from God on the inside, put up this facade in a sense and say, Lord, I exalt and praise your name, but inside we're like, yes, Lord, I can't trust you with anything in my life. So what is true worship? Worship is sacramental in nature, an outward and visible expression of an inward and spiritual revelation. God reveals his goodness to us. Our hearts are filled with thanksgiving and we raise our hands externally. Worship, and this might be news to some of us here tonight, worship was not the two slow songs we sang right now. Worship is not singing, okay? This might be news. It's not singing at all. So what I want us to look at tonight is, in the New Testament, we have three Greek words for worship, each of them meaning something different, but all of them forming part of what worship is, and none of them means to sing a song. So let's start looking. I want us to go through it. And tonight, the message, it's not a long, it's not a huge message. It's only an hour and a half long. So we're not going to be here till tomorrow. But in the process, I want us to be practical, if that's okay with you tonight. I want us to just respond, and you're going to see what we're going to do later. But I want to encourage you just to really open yourself up to what the Holy Spirit is stirring inside of you. So let's look at the three forms of worship, the three Greek words of worship. And the first one is proskuneo. And this is the most common form of worship found in the New Testament. We see it 60 times. And it means to kiss the ground before the king as he's coming. It refers to intimacy, to kissing. It is to fawn, to crouch, to homage, to be in a place of not, it's not greeting and shouting at your buddy across the street, hey, how you doing? It's coming to a place of intimacy, to kiss. That's what worship is. And I want us to look at some scripture references. First one is Matthew chapter 4, verse 10. Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." You know that worship there? It actually says, you shall proskuneo the Lord. You shall worship him. You shall bow down and kiss the ground before the Lord. Not sing a slow song. Just get me right here tonight, church. Singing songs is what we need to do. But there's a difference between praise and thanksgiving than worship. All those things, praising and giving thanks to God, leads to a worship, and leads to true worship, which we need to do. Second example I want us to read is Matthew 8, verse 2. "And behold, a leper came to him, and knelt before him, saying, 'Lord, if you will, you can make me clean.'" That action, that kneeling before God, that is worship. That is an act of worship. Mark 5, 6, "And when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and fell down before him." He ran and worshipped him. Revelation 5, 14, "And the four living creatures said, 'Amen,' and the elders fell down and worshipped." So to understand proskuneo and what it means to worship, it is a physical thing. It's a posture thing going on there. They knelt down, they fell down before God, giving homage. And the second one, latreo, it appears 21 times and means to render religious service of homage, with the literal meaning to serve and to minister to offer gifts. The examples I want us to look at is from Romans 1, verse 9. "For God is my witness, whom I serve, with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I mention you." You will see I bordered the words on the screen, and when it's bordered, that you can just replace it with worship. 2 Timothy 1, verse 3, "I thank God whom I serve, as did my ancestors with a clear conscience, as I remember you constantly in my prayers night and day." And lastly, Revelations from 7, verse 15. "Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shout to them with his presence." So serving, serve the Father. It's to worship, to serve Him in all that we do. Or no, as Paul said, he's a bond servant of Christ. He's set free, but he just chose to continue serving Him and serving Him with all that he was. That is worship. The third Greek word is sebo, and it only appears 10 times in the New Testament, of which 8 of them appear in the book of Acts, which means to reverence or to hold in awe. Acts 13, verse 43. And after the meeting of the synagogue broke up, many Jews and devout converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas, who, as he spoke with them, urged them to continue the grace of God. Acts 13, verse 49. The word of the Lord spread through the whole region, but the Jewish leaders incited the God-fearing women of high standing and the leading men of the city. They stirred up persecutions against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them from the region. God-fearing women, worshiping women. You know, if we look at the life of Jesus in Scripture, Jesus gave thanks 5 times. He praised 3 times. And he worshipped 0 times. Okay? So why do we worship? What is worship and how do we see worship? See, Jesus understood worship and he was a true worshiper. So to me, what is the example we have of true worship? The cross. Obedience. Jesus lived a life not of his own accord, not of his own will, but to follow the Father and his will in everything that God commanded him. So his complete obedience led him to the cross to die for all of our sins. In complete obedience, that is worship. Jesus understood the form of worship. And for me, it's nothing else than to be completely obedient to that, what God has called us for, and is asking, telling us what to do. Do you agree with me tonight, church? For in which Jesus worshiped was not singing slow songs. It is not an emotional reaction in a slow song, but it's obedience to God. So praising, this is where you come in, there's many forms of praise, but lifting your hands in the air, shout of joy, hallelujah, praising God and giving thanks to Him. What does that do? It brings us into intimacy with our Father. Because how can you, like Jesus, worship God? In other words, be obedient to God if you do not know God and know what His will is for you and what you need to do. Okay? You need to know someone to understand what they require of you and what their heart is. So Jesus knew God, but how? How can we become intimate with our Father in order for us to truly worship Him? We all know this next scripture. In Psalm 100 verse 4, enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. We can't stand outside the kingdom's walls. Shout to God, Lord, this is what I want. This is what I need. This is what I need You to come through right now. First of all, we need to go through the gates. And we need to enter the courts of our Father. So how do we do this? Thanksgiving and praise. Two weeks ago, I mentioned you, a friend I have in Nepal, and some of you have met him. His name is Amar. And when things quiet down, it's rough, it's hectic, you had a long day, but when things quiet down and you can hear, there's a subtleness in his voice, all that you hear is, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He's got this thing down of giving thanks to Christ in all things, whether it's hot or cold, whether he's hungry or not. Church, we need to come into not a habit, but a lifestyle of giving thanks to God. Especially when things go really bad. When we're in the valley, when we're in the mountain, it's going well, when it's not going so well, we need to give thanks to God. And this is something I've been convicted of the last 2 weeks. When last did we give thanks for our salvation? To Jesus. everything is built on that. Everything comes back to the cross. Because that incident at the cross, excuse me, just that is what has set us free. The blood of Jesus has washed us. As we read in Isaiah, it has made us white as snow, the blood of Jesus. When last did we just say, thank you, Jesus, that you actually saved me? Let's quickly go back and think however long ago you were saved. I don't have to think back a long, I don't even have to think back a week just to be like, oh, Jesus, I just need more salvation. When last did we say thanks to Jesus for that? And what I want us to do tonight is, and this might be something new for some of us, I want us to give thanks to Jesus. What do we give thanks for? We give thanks to whatever pops in our minds. We give thanks for the clothes we're wearing, for our hairstyle. We give thanks for our salvation. Let's give thanks for our salvation. Let's start off just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. And give thanks for everything that you are, where you've come from, where you're heading to. I want us to just start. So, a band, won't you come to the front for me, please, all of you? And we're going to start off doing this, and then we're going to see where the Holy Spirit leads us. So before we take this further, before we can understand and come to a place of worship, we need to enter into the courts of our Father. Because we cannot partner with God, we cannot be in the shadow of His wings when we're standing outside the gates of the kingdom. So let's not enter through the gates, and let's push through and enter into the courts. It's not a striving thing. It is. The word is clear. Enter into His courts of thanksgiving, into His gates of praise. So that is how we do it. So I want us to, we can play the freedom song. That'll be cool. Freedom. And as they, before they start, you can just play the instrumental of it. And before they, and while the instrumental is playing, we can stand up. Let's stop by standing. Let's go to church. We cannot thank Jesus without standing. And as they do the instrumental, let's just start thanking Jesus for salvation. Start thanking Him. And in that, when the band starts to play, you can, yes, it's okay. You can also forget about the screens. And what I want us to do is, as they play, sing a new song to God. You know, guys, I can only speak for the guys because I am a guy. You know, when you start to fall in love with God, Christoph is the great, he's in that place now, he's so in love. You almost don't know what to say to the girl. You just want to sing and make noises and just show your love and affection. Let's do that to Christ tonight. Let's show Him how much we love Him and how much we're thankful for. So let's do it. Thank you, Jesus. We experienced something that haven't experienced in a long time tonight. Just giving thanks. One person, some people. Because we just give thanks to Jesus. And you know, I'm looking so forward to the day when we as a church will gather, not just on, I'm not speaking only about Sunday meetings, but whether we gather during the week or whatever event that I believe that for most of us, when we come and we enter into His courts, when we start praising God, we only realize we're in church by the third song. Just to get like, oh, okay, Lord, let me just quiet down my mind and my thoughts and my emotions. Let me just get to this place where I actually respond to You. I'm looking forward to the day where we come prepared to places so that we can worship God at our meetings. I've had to get a brand new Jaguar XF V8 supercharged diesel car. Diesel. I would really, it would not be difficult for me to drive around to all my friends and say, hey, take this out, look at what I've got, this is my new car, give them the specs, show them the top speed and all those things. What is that? That's not bragging. I'm worshiping my car. Worship is the same as testifying. Worship is walking around saying, you know what, God has done this in my life. This is who He is to me. I need to share this with you. We start praising and worshiping God. We cannot help but testify about His goodness, about His love, about His mercy, of His grace. So when we come into the place of already readying ourselves for God to worship Him in our services, all that we will do when we another is we'll just talk about God's greatness and goodness and cannot wait to give of what we have to give to someone else. It's not the worship teams and the person standing in front's job to just give on a Sunday. I'm looking forward to the day where we prepare ourselves and realize that we all need to worship God wherever we are, wherever we gather. We need to worship God and share what He has done and be thankful for it. And this is how we enter into the place of being in God's courts with Him. It just starts off with saying thank you. We have our lists. We have our desires. We have things we are trusting God for breakthrough for. And that's not wrong at all. I'm not a father yet of my own children. But I can just think that those of you who are fathers here tonight, it can't be fun if your son or your daughter had to come to you every day and they would start off saying, "Dad, I need this, I want this now. This is what I want, Lord. Give it to me. Lord, where's the breakthrough? I've been praying for 2 weeks. Where's the breakthrough?" It's not wrong to ask God anything, but let's come to Him being thankful. "Hey, Daddy." "Yes, Dad, thank you. Thank you for the food. Thank you for this meal. Thank you for my bed. Thank you for my clothes. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving my mother. Thank you for showing me what love is." I would love it if my son had to approach me like that. Because you know what? That would just show me that he's actually thankful and that he sees the things that he's been given and not taking it for granted. But for some reason, we just work differently with God. So let's stop doing that tonight, church. Let's stop approaching God with what we want and need and our faith goals and growth strategies. Let's start off approaching Him by giving thanks. You know what? If the whole day we just give Him thanks, what will happen to those other things? It's going to happen. Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first His righteousness. And what is righteousness? Being in right standing with God. So let's be thankful. Let's just start off by being thankful for our salvation. And I know that many of us, if not all of us, we are at a place where we are trusting and standing in faith at this very moment for God for something to break through into our lives. I know I have many things. And with those things, it is at a place where only God can do it. You know, that's the best place to be. So if you have a similar place, just saying, "God, if you can't do this, there's no way it's going to happen." And you know what I've done? And I've just been carrying this burden with me, like, "Lord, this needs to happen. Lord, this needs to happen. This depends on it." You know what? God knows it. Just as a father would know that this is what his son needs. But all I've done is I've just envisioned that thing I'm trusting the Lord for. I've just envisioned it happening already. And I thank God for that moment. What is faith? It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of the things unseen. So this is exactly what faith is. Let's, instead of coming to God with our list, let's see Him answering our prayers. Because you know what? That is actually God's desire. The word says that God wants to give us our heart's desires. And let's see that happening and thanking God for it. Because you know what? It's not trying to manipulate God or pulling a trick on it. It's a heart change thing. Because we will constantly be in this place of thanksgiving. God is always one step ahead of us. And we need to worship as with Abram suggests. Movement, come up here. There needs to be a movement taking place in worship. From the valley to the mountain. You know, the highest expression of faith is praise. And the devil knows how much you know. When man believes, he will start singing. Because the battle is not, it's not for salvation. The battle is not for breakthrough. battle is for worship. The kingdom comes through worship. It comes through testimony. It comes through obedience. It comes through abiding in the shadow of the wings of the Almighty. That means you need to be right next to Him. So church, let's be thankful to the Lord. Let's right now in this place. You're going to take 2 minutes for this now. I'm going to be quiet for this 2 minutes. Envision the things happening which you're trusting God for. Envision that happening. Thank God for it. Let's do it right now. You'll feel the burden lifting. It's Jesus. You feel that burden lifting, just start giving God thanks. It's Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
The 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says, "Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." And Lord, we do not make the decision to give you thanks in all circumstances. When we're in the storm, when we're in the calmness, when we're in the desert, or whether we're on your throne, Lord, we give you thanks. Because you have done abundantly, exceedingly. So good to us, Jesus. Tonight, if you're sitting in this place and you feel a bit disconnected from Jesus, or perhaps you've never given your heart and your life to Him, saying, "Lord, I give you control. I trust you with my life." If you've never done that in this place tonight, or perhaps feel that you need to just recommit yourself to Jesus tonight, I want to give an opportunity for you to come to the front, and we would love to pray for you. So if that is you tonight, if you don't want to come out alone, just grab the person next to you to walk with you. So if you are here tonight and you haven't responded to giving your life to Christ, now is the time to do that. I'm going to give you 30 seconds. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
is. And the last thing I want us to do, that if during this Thanksgiving time we had, you haven't felt this burden of this thing that needs to happen to come through into your life, if you haven't felt that burden lifting, I want you to, just as a prophetic act, I want you, the band is going to start worshiping, giving praise to God. And while they do that, as we all continue to worship God, why don't you come to the front and as a prophetic act, just lay that thing down before God and say, thank you, Jesus. This will come to pass. I trust you with it. You know, many times we say this thing to God, but we take some of the responsibility back on us. God is a good father. He provides exceedingly abundantly well to us as his children. So if you feel heavy laden, if you feel a burden or things which you're trusting God for, it is just come to the front as a prophetic act and lay down before God and worship him and thank him for that. I guarantee you, God will give you peace. And you will stop being anxious about it and just thanking God for it already coming to pass. So let's do that, church. We're going to worship God. Continue thanking him for what he has done. And if you require any prayer, or you have questions, we will be in the front. We would love to pray with you for whatever it might be. So let's stand. You can sit, whatever you want to do. Let's give thanks to God for everything. And after this, the service will be dismissed. So I speak a blessing over you. But this week, we will become true worshipers in sharing what God has done for us. Sharing what we are thankful for, and that before we utter anything to God, it will be a word of thanks. Because that is how we draw close to God, is with thanksgiving, praising. Hallelujah, praising his name. So let's do that this week, church. Amen. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Listening to this message from Shofar Christian Church, we believe that it was time well spent establishing God's kingdom and proclaiming his glory in your life. For more information, call us on 012-362-1363 or email us at pretoria@shofaronline.org. You may also wish to browse our website at www.shofaronline.org or find us on facebook.com/shofarpretoria. There is